Lou?
Hey, it's me. I know you can't stand to be in the same room as me, so I just thought I'd try and apologize over the phone. Oh.
Lou?
Look, I never should have kissed your girlfriend, and I'm...
Stop calling!
Hey, hey, hey! This is 92.3 WXRK Kira, calling with our $1,000 daily challenge.
All right.
What is the name of your roommate who is very, very sorry and would do anything?
Damn it, Chandler! Stop calling.
Joey, it's Ross.
Oh, sorry, man.
It's all right.
What's up?
Not much. I got Chandler here, and he's really, really sorry.
Ugh, turkey. Ugh, giving thanks. Ugh.
Look, everyone, it's the spirit of Thanksgiving. Are things with you and Joey any better?
They couldn't be worse. I spent 8 hours calling him last night just trying to get him to talk to me.
Oh, wow. 8 hours. So you could probably really use one of those plug-in telephone headsets, huh?
Should we all expect Christmas gifts that can be stolen from your office?
You shouldn't.
Speaking of Christmas, since Monica and I are starting a new business and have, like, no money, this year maybe we could do Secret Santa, and then we each only buy one gift. And there's the added mystery of, you know, who gets who.
Who gets whom? I don't know why I do that. But it is correct.
Hey, what's this? It's all of your names. Let's pick.
Hey, what's going
on? No, Joey, Joey, come on. We're picking names for Secret Santa.
Okay. I invented Secret Santa, you know.
What are you laughing at? You're the one who said Die Hard was your idea.
It was. Don't make me show you the napkin.
Oh, I'm gonna take a nap. Turkey makes me sleepy.
We haven't eaten yet.
I know, but all that work you're doing to get it ready and I...
Hey, by any chance, did either of you pick Rachel for your Secret Santa? Because I want to trade for her.
I picked her. Oh, thank God you want her. Oh.
Wow, why do you want to get rid of her so badly?
Because she exchanges every gift she ever gets. It's like impossible to get her something she likes. Come on, let's trade.
Well, that's not true. That's not true. I got her that backpack and she loved it. I remember how much she was crying the day that big dog ran off with... Well, there was no big dog. All right, this sucks, because I already got her this briefcase, and I had RG put on it. Her initials.
Okay, I'm really bad at initials.
Wow, you got your shopping done early this year.
Yeah, well, my camel cash was about to expire, so.
Maybe you can give it to somebody else. Oh, like Ross Keller.
Oh, you know what, though? It's kind of a girly briefcase.
Who cares? He works in a museum.
Hey, what time is it? The big game's about to start.
You don't have to do that. Ross and Joey aren't here. You can watch the parade if you want.
Thanks.
What is wrong with this freezer?
Ow! Ow!
God, what happened?
Oh, my God, ice just got in my eye.
People are trying to sleep in here.
Monica got ice in her eye and it hurts.
Open it up. Let me see.
Oh, you know what? I can't. It really kills.
Well, maybe you should put some ice on it.
Looks bad.
Honey, maybe we should take you to a doctor.
No, my eye doctor is Richard. I can't go to him when I don't have a boyfriend.
He's really picky about his patients.
Hey, you've got to go. What's his office number?
Like, I remember his office number. Speed dial 7.
Hi. Yeah, I'm calling on behalf of Monica Geller's eye. And is Richard Burke in today? He's out of town, but does she want to see the on-call doctor?
Yes!
Yes! She's very excited about that! Okay, we'll be right in.
Okay, so who's gonna take her in?
I'll go. You can watch your parade.
So cool. Till Monica gets back, it's like I'm head chef, and I get to make all the decisions.
Hey, hey, I thought she told you to follow the recipe exactly.
Okay, get out of my kitchen.
All right. Okay, I think I am making some progress with Joey. When I went into the apartment, he went straight into his bedroom, but he only slammed the door once. I mean, yeah, he gave me the finger while doing it.
All right, I gotta call my mom and ask her a left-handed cooking question. I'm gonna be in there. Ugh, while I'm gone... Chandler, you're in charge.
So listen, I picked Monica for Secret Santa, but I'm already getting her something for Hanukkah. I was wondering if you want to switch.
Oh, you know what? I was trying to trade for, well, you.
Really? Wow, that's so nice. Well, what are you going to get me?
I don't know, RG. I was thinking something girly for your office.
Yeah, well, maybe Phoebe will switch with me.
Oh, no, you don't want to do that. Then you're going to get stuck with Rachel, and she exchanges every gift she ever gets.
Oh, that's not true. I got her lots of stuff she never took back.
Like?
Like that gold necklace I got her last year.
And when was the last time you saw her wear it?
Well, she wore it all Christmas Day, and then,
Big dog.
Hey.
Hey.
What are you doing?
Sending back all this stuff that Chandler bought out of guilt.
Everything? Even the TV?
No, I'm going to put that in my room.
Listen, Joey, I know what he did was wrong, but don't you think you could at least hear the guy out?
Back when you and Rachel were together, if Chandler had kissed her, would you hear him out?
It's a good point. So, how long are you to punish him?
5 years.
You've sentenced him?
Hey, don't do the crime if you can't do the time.
Joey, the guy's your best friend.
Oh, it was my best friend. Anyway, I don't know why you're pushing for him so hard. With him out of the way as my best friend, there's a spot open.
Who, me? Wow, I'm honored. You know what I'm going to do as my first act as your best friend? I'm going to get you to talk to Chandler.
All right. Oh, but if you weren't my best friend...
Oh, my God, is it really that bad?
I walk in a room and he won't even talk to me. He just mumbles something in Italian. And I know he only knows the bad words.
I'm so, so sorry. I feel responsible.
It's not your fault.
Hey, Gunther. Have you seen Chandler?
I thought you were Chandler. But, one of you's over there.
Oh.
Hey, Joe.
Va fa Napoli, huh?
I'll be right with you, okay? Thanks for coming.
Oh, my God. How cute is the on-call doctor?
Oh, so cute that I'm thinking about jamming this pen in my eye.
You have best luck with eye doctors.
I know. Dr. Burke will see you now.
Oh, no, not Dr. Burke. Dr. Burke's out of town. The on-call doctor will see me now.
Dr. Richard Burke is out of town. Dr. Timothy Burke, his son, will see you now.
Ready?
Hey, I'm sorry. Where are you going?
My folks.
Oh, when you coming back?
I don't know. Might stay there for a few days while I look for an apartment.
What?
Yeah, you know, at first I thought we could talk about this, you know, work it out, but seeing you two together, I don't...
Hey, look, what do you want me to say? Do you want me to say that I'll stop seeing her?
No, it's not about her, okay? But seeing you two together just reminds me of what you did. And I don't want to live with someone who doesn't know what it is to be a friend.
So, I'll see you.
Look, I know what it is to be a friend. I screwed up.
Yeah, you did. And that's why I'm leaving.
All right, look, if you're not going to stay for me, then at least stay for them. Okay, they have had a very difficult year. What with the robbery and all. And that chick used to be very cute.
Well, that guy was robbing us and I was locked in the entertainment unit for like 6 hours. Do you know what I was doing in there all that time? I was thinking about how I let you down.
Wow.
Yeah. But if I didn't know what kind of friend you were going to turn out to be, I wouldn't have worried about it so much. See you around.
All right, wait. Come on. Wait, just wait 1 second. There has to be something that I can do. Something. If we still had that entertainment unit, I would get in there for 6 hours and think about how I let you down. What?
We got a box.